If you had asked me even 2 months ago what social distancing means, I would have struggled to explain. Now most of us know all too well about avoiding groups of people. What about kids, though? Science reporter Ari Daniel works with our WGBH partner program, Nova. He's also a dad working from home alongside his 3-year-old daughter, Layla.
All over the world.
So my name is Faiza.
And I'm Farah. I'm 8.5 years old.
In apartments and houses from Pakistan to Lithuania.
My name is Unia Kubilute.
And I am? How old?
Almost 6.
From London to Lebanon.
My name's Tina.
My name is Jacob.
The pandemic is thrusting families into the same situation, isolating together.
I'm Pamela Fernani, and this is my son Mark.
Hi. Now, I'm 11. I like video games, and, well, there's nothing else interesting about me.
Parents must keep their kids not only busy, but safe as well. It can be a challenge explaining to them what the coronavirus even is.
Like a circle with lots of little bumps.
It'll kind of look like a sea urchin.
A round ball in the middle, and then, like, little tentacles coming out.
When I spoke with 8-year-old Farah Hussein and her mom Faiza Mushtaq, it had been 3 weeks since Pakistan reported its first case.
Well, I can't go to school and I can't have as many playdates as I used to have.
3 days ago when the online classes started, she and all her other friends were terribly excited, so that's better than nothing.
I'm not really allowed to talk then.
Not in the middle of a lesson.
This theme arose again and again, being cut off from friends and classmates.
Do you miss your friends from school?
Very much.
Whom? Whom do you miss the most?
Kipras.
A boy? She misses a boy?
For Una Kubiluta, this soon-to-be 6-year-old from Lithuania, the changes to her routine have been challenging.
We should keep away from the grandparents now.
Okay.
To make sure they are okay. Yeah, that's a difficult topic.
Well, I just love them.
One parenting challenge right now is translating public health messages into kids speak. Una's parents, Egla Merkita and Jonas Kubilus, are having to do a lot of that.
But how can he get sick from us if we're not sick?
Oh, that's a good question. The thing is that we don't know if we are healthy. Maybe we also have the virus.
But how can we not know that?
Well, you may be contagious for 14 days and you may not get sick, but you...
That's a difficult word, contagious.
Yeah, so you may get sick.
But you don't know yet.
And you will only know when you actually start feeling sick.
So the hardest has been, you know, the uncertainty and not knowing how to prepare.
This is Faiza Mushtaq from Pakistan again.
The other more difficult conversation which we've had a little bit now, like what happens if one of us falls sick? How it'll be really hard to, you know, stay apart and not hug in case.
Parents like Pamela Fernani in Lebanon are devising plans to try to keep their families happy and healthy.
Once in a while, whenever we get cabin fever, my daughter and I get into the car and we just drive around and then we come back home and sit down. We're just entertaining ourselves in the simplest ways. That's all we can do so far.
But the day-in, day-out stress of caring for a family in the time of coronavirus can present a real challenge for some parents, like Tina Gortmans in London. She and her husband pulled their son Jacob out of school a couple days before things were officially shut down across the UK.
Just keeping an 8-year-old happy is going to be a real problem. Just the thought of months of this, it's very depressing. I don't know. This is day one, really, of a very long journey. Are you scared? Tell me.
Not really. I'm not scared.
Do you think mummy and dad are scared?
Yeah, you're definitely.
I found that kids have internalized what to do to reduce the risk of getting sick.
Well, try to get away from people as much as you can.
When you sneeze or cough, use your elbow or have a tissue and straight away put it in the bin and then wash your hands.
Most people say wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Which translates, as many of the kids were quick to tell me, into singing happy birthday at least once, maybe twice, depending on your speed.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to whoever you are.
Happy birthday to you.
And this may be the biggest irony for kids. They're singing happy birthday more than ever before, but they're likely to be celebrating their own birthdays with far fewer friends in person than they'd like. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel.